那我们真的很荣幸有机会请到我的神学院的老师 Dr. David Johnson。 那他现在也是美南浸信会国际宣教部的主任，他等会要跟我们分享一个信息，就是信息主题是为什么要传福音啊？为什么要去宣教。那他等会跟你讲一个故事，是有关于他儿子的故事啊。那等会让他来介绍。就在我在上他课的时候的那一年，从远方非洲传来了一个这个噩耗，一个不好的消息，他的儿子在宣教工厂上面发生了意外，他的独子就走了。好，那时候我们整个班级都很伤痛。那我们也看到 Dr. David Johnson 在经过那一段日子，跟他太太走过那段伤痛，继续的服侍。然后本来在神学院，是我们美南金门神学院在亚利桑那州的这个分校的校长啊，但是他决定这个把辞掉了校长职务啊，亲自跟随他儿子的脚踪，亲自参与国际宣教，所以他现在是美南浸信会国际宣教部的主任。好吧，我们掌声来欢迎 Dr. David Johnson。
Good morning.
各位早安。
It is good to be back at Northwest Church.
我真的很高兴然后回到西北华人教会。
I have been here previously, but I have not been able to speak in the Chinese service.
我前来过，但是一直没有机会在中文堂讲道。
It is a great blessing for me to be able to be here with you today.
这是真是神的恩典，让我在这里有机会跟大家分享神的话语。
I want to say thank you to Pastor Michael for his invitation.
Oh, you're welcome.
He is one of our students at the seminary.
我曾经是他的学生。
And we are working together this year.
我们今年一直在很多事工上面一起合作。
And we are enjoying meeting together.
我们经常在一起有一个分享的时间。
I want to say thank you to you as a church.
我是谢谢各位的西北华人教会。
This church gives very generously to missions through the cooperative program.
我们教会在这个宣教事工上面非常的大方。
And that giving supports missionaries all around the world.
那我们教会在我们的这个奉献里面拿出很大的一部分来支持宣教士。
It also supports church planting here in North America and in Arizona.
我们事实上也帮助了很多在北美地区，甚至在凤凰城地区一些职堂的一些事工。
It allows us to have a seminary like the one that Michael is attending.
我们在这当中也支持了这个美南浸信会神学院，包含了这个以前叫 Golden Gate， 现在叫 Gateway Seminary。
And it also supports Arizona Baptist Children's Services.
我们在当中也同时支持了在亚利桑那州这些儿童的一些事工。
And the Ministry of Christian Challenge to reach college students.
而且有很多我们在大学校园里面的事工。
You support all of those things by giving to the cooperative program.
我想让大家知道，我们所做的奉献当中有，我们就在这当中亲自参与了许许多多的宣教事工。
And so I want to say thank you.
所以我想在这里谢谢大家在神面前的奉献。
I also want to say thank you for giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
我想在这里谢谢大家在穆达蒂这个宣教事工上面的奉献。
This special offering supports missionaries in many countries.
那这是一个国际这个全地上的一个侍奉。
Reaching people who have never heard the gospel.
是在帮助我们向那些还没有未得之民来宣讲神的福音。
Some of you who are here today might know the story about our son.
那你们当中也许知道有关于他儿子的故事。
His name was Jeremiah Johnson.
他的儿子的名字叫做耶利米。
When he was 21, he went as a missionary to serve with some of our missionaries in Mozambique, Africa.
他在21岁的时候就参与了在非洲莫桑比克的一个侍奉。
His assignment was to go on that motorcycle to places that had never heard the gospel.
他的工作就是骑着利用这辆机车去到那个很远的偏远的部落当中传福音。
And he took a soccer ball and a Mozambican pastor.
然后他带着他的足球和他去参与这个事工。
And they would play soccer with the children.
然后他跟那些孩子们一起来踢足球。
And then they would share the gospel with the village.
他利用这个机会把福音传给那当地的部落。
On the way back from one of those villages,
在有一天在回来的时候
Our son was killed in a motorcycle accident.
他不幸在一个这个车祸当中失去了生命。
This picture was taken the day before his death.
这个照片是在他这个过世之前一天照的。
It will be 10 years in April.
在四月份就是十年了。
He died to bring the gospel to people who have never heard it.
他就是因为为了要把福音传给那些没有听到的人，他献上了自己的生命。
You might ask the question, why send a young man on such a dangerous mission?
你也许会心里会想说，为什么要把一个年轻人送上一个这么危险的宣教工厂呢？
Why take the risk of him losing his life?
为什么要冒这个风险让他失去了生命呢？
Why do we send missionaries?
为什么要送宣教士呢？
Why do we go to all the trouble and expense?
为什么要经历这么多的麻烦，这么多的费用来这个差派宣教士呢？
Learning another language and living in another country.
要学外国的语言，还要生活在这个陌生的一个环境当中。
Many people want to know why would we do that?
很多人心里想说，为什么要做这些事？
And some people believe that missionaries should not be sent.
很多人一直心里有一个想法是说，我们不应该再差派宣教士。
They believe we're trying to change their culture, change their religion.
因为他们认为说，我们要改变他们的信仰，改变他们的文化。
And they believe that is wrong.
他们认为这是很错误的一个想法。
And this is not a new idea.
这不是一个新的想法。
Even people who are Christians sometimes have said we should not send missionaries.
即使是我们很多的作为基督徒的，我们很多人都有一个想法说，为什么要真的没有必要去送差派宣教士。
Over 200 years ago, a man named William Carey wrote a sermon.
在200年前有一位宣教士有一位神的仆人叫这个威廉克里 William Carey.
It was a long sermon with a long title.
他写了他做了他这个讲了一篇道，这是个非常长的一篇道。
The title is An inquiry into the obligation of Christians to use means for the conversion of the heathen.
那我用中文很简单讲一下，它的主题，它这个主日信息的主题是说，基督徒是否有责任要尽一切的力量带领异教徒来信主。
My sermon title is much shorter.
那我想知道我们讲到的这个主题都是很短的。
I simply want to ask why missions?
那我只想问大家，为什么要宣教？
William Carey had two points in his sermon.
他在这个这么长的一个这个信息里面只有两点。
Expect great things from God.
我们要期待神来做大事。
Attempt great things for God.
我们要尝试的尽我们的力量来为神做大事。
He wrote this sermon in response to a man who made a statement to him.
那他为什么讲这篇道呢？是因为有一个年长的要跟他讲了一些话。
William Carey said that the church should start sending missionaries to India where people had never heard the gospel.
他那时候在英国的时候，他跟当地人说，一直在大声疾呼说，我们应该差派宣教士到印度去，因为那地方没有人听到福音。
And when he did that, a pastor stood up and made a statement to him.
那在他讲这句话的时候，一位年长的牧师站起来指责他。
He said, "Young man, sit down."
啊，那个年长的牧师告诉他说，年轻人坐下。
When God is pleased to save the heathen, He will do so without our help.
若神要改变一个异教徒，神会做他的事情，不需要你来帮忙。
And so Carey wrote this sermon.
所以 William Carey 就讲了这篇道。
The Apostle Paul had some things to say about why we should send missionaries.
那使徒保罗在他的所有的书信里面，他也说明了为什么要是差派宣教士。
In Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15, we find what Paul has to say.
在罗马书十章十三到十五节，我们看到保罗他的立场是什么。
This is the passage that we read a few moments ago.
这是我们刚刚在一开始所念的宣召经文。
But I would like to read it again to remind us of what it says.
那我希望在这边再念一次，要提醒我们。
In Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 13, it says, For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Let me read this. 让我们用中文再念一次，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾听信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Paul presents three very simple truths.
那保罗在这边为宣教提出了三个非常简单的一个真理。
And together they make a very powerful argument for why we should do missions.
这三点是一个非常强而有力的一个论述，告诉我们为什么要去宣教。
The first one is, because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord can be saved.
第一点就是凡求告主名的就必得救。
Paul has spent the first part of this book explaining the gospel.
保罗在这个罗马书的一开始地方就讲得很清楚这个真理。
He begins by saying, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
他说过我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
因为福音本是大能，要救一切相信的。
To the Jew first and then to the Gentile.
是要给犹太人，也要给这些外邦人。
But he says the problem is that we are sinful.
但问题是我们都是罪人。
And he says whether you are Jew or Gentile, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
不论你是犹太人也好，你是外邦人也好，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that sin separates us from God.
因为我们都犯罪了，亏缺了神的荣耀，这个罪使我们与神隔绝了。
Because God is holy and we are sinful.
因为神是圣洁的，我们却是有罪的。
But God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the sacrifice for our sin.
所以至高神差派他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们的罪献上了那完美的祭。
So that Jesus makes it possible for us to be right with God.
所以因着耶稣基督所做的事情使我们能够与神的关系复合。
To be forgiven of our sins.
使我们的罪能够得到赦免。
So that we can have eternal life.
所以我们能够得到那永生的救赎，永生的恩典。
And so Paul culminates that in this chapter.
所以神在这边又再重述了一遍。
And he says that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
如果你口里称耶稣是主,
and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead,
心里相信神叫他从死里复活,
you will be saved.
你就得救了。
And then he says this, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以他说凡呼求主名的就必得救。
He is actually quoting from an Old Testament prophet.
所以他是从旧约的这个先知书里面。
This verse is Joel chapter 2 verse 32.
这是他是用约珥书二章三节里面所讲的。
It's the same verse that was quoted by the apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost.
这是同样一段经文，也是在彼得在五旬节的时候他所用的一段经文。
And on that day, Peter preached to 3,000 people from all over the world.
彼得向三千人从世界各地来到耶路撒冷的人传讲福音。
And he told them that if they would call on the name of the Lord, they would be saved.
彼得告诉他们，你们如果呼求主的名，你们就得救了。
And that day, over 3,000 repented of their sin and believed in Jesus.
在那一天，三千人信主。
Because God had opened the door for everyone to salvation.
所以神在那个时候打开了一扇大门，把这个福音赐给每一位，地上的每一位。
He invited all of them to believe because all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
所以神希望我们每一个人，也邀请世界上的每一个人进入他的家里，凡呼求主名的就必得救。
So if anyone can be saved if they call on the name of the Lord, everyone should hear this message of the gospel.
既然凡呼求主名就被得救，那每一个人都应该的能够听到这个福音，所以他们才能够得救。
We want them to hear so they too can call on the name of the Lord to be saved.
所以我们希望他们能够听到福音，所以因此他们能够呼求主名，所以得救。
The offering that we take at this time is called the Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
在这个礼拜这一个月我们一直在推广的就是莫拉蒂的一个宣教的一个奉献。
It is named after Lottie Moon, who was a missionary to China.
这是一个 我们这个募款的名字是因着一位女士，她的名字叫莫拉蒂，她去中国宣教而命名的。
She was 4'10" tall.
她大概不满一米五。
A short woman who was a giant of faith.
她虽然是一个个子蛮矮的一个瘦小的一个女孩子，可是她却是一个信心的伟人。
She went to China in the 1880s.
她是在19世纪末年来到中国。
Travel was difficult.
在那时候要旅行真是不容易的。
Life was hard.
那时候生活是非常艰苦的。
And she encountered people who had never heard about Jesus Christ.
她来到中国碰到的都是没有听过福音的。
She wrote back to the mission board and said this, The needs of these people press upon my soul, and I cannot be silent. It is grievous to think of these human souls going down to death without even one opportunity of hearing the name of Jesus.
他在写给他们教会的这个宣教的他的这个 board, 宣教这个 committee 里面一封信里面这样写着说，当他深刻地了解到在这里人们是多么的渴慕，他们对主的渴慕压迫着我的灵魂，我是无法沉默的。他深刻地体会到，当人们听到福音呼求主名的时候，就必得救。
She was keenly aware that people were dying without hearing the word about Jesus.
他在那边看到了许多人都没有听到福音就离开了世上，他心里非常的悲痛。
Recently we had a missionary that came and spoke to us here in Arizona.
最近有一个宣教士来到这里跟他分享在宣教工厂的事工。
His name was Todd Lafferty.
他的名字叫 Todd.
Todd Lafferty says that every day over 155,000 people die without Christ.
那他的宣教授说一年这一天有155,000? 155,000.
That is like the population of an entire city.
就像我们这个凤凰城一个这么多人口。
There are over 7,000 unreached people groups in our world today.
有7,000个还没有听到福音的未得之民的部落族群。
That represents over 4.5 billion people.
那有450万的人还没听到福音。
And all they need to hear is the gospel so that they can call on the name of the Lord to be saved.
他们只需要听到福音，他们就能够因着呼求主的名被得救。
Because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡听到主名的，呼求主名的就能够得救。
That's the first truth.
那是第一个真理。
The second truth is very simple.
第二个真理是非常简单。
Because not everyone has heard the gospel.
不是每一个人都听到了福音。
Paul says this.
保罗这么说。
How then can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher?
他说人如果没有听的怎么能求呢？如果没有听见怎么能信呢？没有传道的怎么能听见呢？没有奉差遣怎么能传道呢？
There has to be someone who tells them.
一定要有人去告诉他们。
When Paul says there has to be a preacher, don't misunderstand.
他当保罗说这边说要有传道的，我们不要在这边不要有误解。
He is not saying that only the preacher can tell people about Jesus.
他保罗在这边不是说只有牧师才能够去传道。
The word for preacher here is simply someone who tells another person.
在这里保罗是说要有人去把福音告诉别人。
And anyone who knows Jesus can tell another person about Jesus.
任何人你听到了福音能够把福音传给别人。
It's as simple as sharing with them the message of the gospel.
一个很简单的工作就是把福音跟别人分享而已。
You don't have to worry that you might not get all the details right.
也许你不是对圣经不是完全的了解。
It is simply about telling them what Jesus has done in your own life.
我们只需要告诉别人耶稣在我身上，在我生命当中所做的事情。
There are still many in the world who have yet to hear this message.
在这个世界上还有很多人都还没听到这个福音。
When our son Jeremiah went to Mozambique, his assignment was to go to an unreached people group.
当他的儿子来到非洲的时候，他的工作就是要去到那个未得之民的部落当中去传
You might ask the question, why did he go?
也许你会问, 为什么他要去?
Jeremiah went on a mission trip to Africa with the college students from our church.
他是跟一个在大学的时候跟他教会里面的一个短宣队去的。
And while they were there, they went and shared the gospel in villages.
当他去的时候，就跟那些这个部落里面的人传讲福音。
They showed the Jesus film.
他们把他看了耶稣的传电影。
One day, they went down to the beach just for some recreation.
他有一天他到海边海滩上就想休息一下。
Jeremiah had a soccer ball.
他有一个足球。
And they began to kick the soccer ball around.
然后他们就在一起在踢足球。
And there were some children from a nearby village.
然后呢，有从一些小孩子从附近的部落里面来的。
They were drawn to that soccer ball.
然后他们就被这个足球游戏给吸引，都过来了。
And soon they were there kicking the ball around with my son.
很快的，他们就在一起在踢足球玩游戏。
And when that happened,
就在那个时候，
God spoke to my son.
神对他的儿子说话了。
This is what he said.
这是神对。
Who will tell these children about me?
谁愿意向这些孩子们来传讲我的信息呢？
Who will tell these children about me?
神对他的儿子耶利米说，谁愿意向这些孩子传讲我的信息呢？
And he could not get that question off of his mind.
这个问题就一直在他的脑海中环绕着。
So when he came back,
他回到美国了。
He told his mother and I,
他告诉他的母亲,
I have to go back.
我必须回去。
God has spoken to me.
神向我讲话了。
And he made application to go with the International Mission Board.
所以他就申请了参与这个国际宣教。
That same question comes to us today.
那同样一个问题也临到了我们在座的每一个人。
Who will tell these children about Jesus?
谁愿意去向这些孩子们 传讲耶稣的信息呢?
Children here in Phoenix.
在凤凰城的孩子们。
Children across North America.
整个北美地区的时候的这些孩子们。
And children around the world.
还有在全世界各地的孩子们。
Because not everyone has heard the gospel.
不是每一个人都听到了神的福音。
The third truth that Paul shares is also very important. It is because it's a beautiful thing to bring good news.
传福音报喜信是一个很佳美、很美的一件事情。
Paul says this.
保罗说,
How can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他的脚中何等佳美！
Paul is quoting here from Isaiah 52, verse 7.
他是这是从以赛亚书 52章7节出来的。
It is the introduction to the greatest chapter in the Old Testament about Jesus.
这是在一个介绍这个耶稣基督这个最美的、最棒的一段这个开始这个介绍。
That is Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书53章。
And Paul tells us something that's so important.
保罗告诉我们一个很重要的一件事情。
It's a beautiful thing to tell good news.
是件很美的事情。 传福音报喜信是很美的事。
Beyond any kind of duty or obligation,
要比我们所承担的任何的责任、任何的工作都好。
Beyond any responsibility,
这已经超越了我们所要在世上所肩负的其他属事的工作。
Paul is not trying to make us feel guilty.
保罗并不是让我们觉得我们有罪恶感。
He says, it's a beautiful thing
这是一件很美的事情,
to tell people about Jesus.
传福音报喜信是很美的事。It's
beautiful because it makes it possible for them to call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
为什么美呢? 是因为让这些未得之民因着听到、信道，所以他们能够呼求主的名，因此得救。It's
a beautiful thing because it brings glory to God when someone comes to know Jesus.
为什么美呢? 是因为引人信主是一件多美的事，因为能够归荣耀于我们在天上的父。
We need to think about the gospel and telling the gospel as something that's beautiful.
所以我们这时候我们要好好思考一下，把这个福音当做传福音是件很美的事情。
Not something that's hard or heavy.
不是一件很沉重、很难的一个工作。
Paul says, when we tell the good news, we have beautiful feet.
保罗说了，当我们是报佳音、传喜信的时候，我们的脚中是多么的佳美。
Do you have beautiful feet?
我们看看我们自己，我们所走过的路径是不是都很佳美呢？
I do not have beautiful feet.
我们必须要承认，我们在上面有很多的亏欠。
My wife has beautiful feet.
Oh, so do my wife.
And my daughters are so upset because they got my feet and not their wife's feet. My wife's feet.
所以我女儿很不高兴，因为她遗传了她爸爸的脚，不是她妈妈的脚。
But everyone can have beautiful feet if they use those feet to share the gospel.
我们每一个人都可以有很佳美的脚踪，如果我们选择用我们的脚踪，用我们的脚去传福音、报喜信。
Your feet can take you to those who don't know Him.
我们的脚可以带领我们去向那些没听过福音的人传福音。
One of our missionaries that serves in Thailand is named Todd Miller.
Todd Miller 是我们美南基金会差派在泰国的一位宣教士。
He came from First Southern Baptist Church of Scottsdale.
他是从这个 Scottsdale First Baptist Church 差派出去的。Mm-hmm.
And he and his family with four children left and went to Thailand to be missionaries with our International Mission Board.
他们全家人包含四个孩子搬到泰国去。
Todd lives in a large city.
他过去是住在一个很大的一个城市里面。
But in the mountains outside that city are remote villages that have never heard the gospel.
但他知道在很远很远的山林里面有很多说这个偏远的部落还没听到福音。
Recently, Todd told me a story about a man who lives in one of those villages named Mr. Mu.
那他最近分享了一个故事，就是在一个很偏远的一个部落里面，有一位弟兄，他叫 Mu.
Mr. Mu is the man here in the white shirt.
那他这个弟兄呢，就是左下角的这一位。
And Todd is the one with the glasses on.
那这位宣教士就是那位戴眼镜的，坐在中间那一位。
A couple of years ago at our youth camp, we took up an offering.
在两年前呢。几年前我们在 Youth Camp 里面我们在收奉献。
We gave that offering to Todd to help his ministry in Thailand.
在这个青少年的这个 Youth Camp 里面我们收到奉献就交给 Todd 作为他的宣教基金。
And they used that offering to buy blankets.
那他们用这个宣教基金去买了很多的毯子。
They took those blankets up into these remote villages.
那他们就把这些毯子带到这些偏远山区里面的这些偏远这个部落里。
Up in the mountains where it's very cold.
在这个山上天气非常的寒冷。
And they gave those blankets out and shared with them, this was at Christmas time, shared with them the story of Christmas.
他们就用这个毯子作为圣诞节的礼物打给这些偏远部落里面的居民然后跟他们传福音。
How God sent His Son to be our Savior.
神差遣他的独生子作为我们的救主。
And then they said, we'll be back in a few weeks to tell you more about Jesus.
所以他们说两个礼拜以后我们会回来告诉你更多有关耶稣的故事。
A few weeks later, they went back to this village.
几个礼拜之后他们回到这些部落。
And when they came into the village,
当他们进入这些部落的时候
this man came up to the side of the truck and he said, please, come to my house right away.You must tell me more about Jesus.
这个就是那个牧，他这位弟兄，他就拉着他们说，你们一定要来到我家，跟我讲更多有关耶稣的故事。
This was not just hospitality.
这他不是只是要招待他们而已。
There was something desperate about this man.
他是非常渴慕神，渴慕耶稣。
So they went to his home and they shared the gospel with him.
所以这个他的跟他的这个宣教团队来到他的家中，跟他讲了很多。
And he became a believer.
就在那里他信主。
And then he went with them around that village to share the gospel with others.
所以他这个弟兄呢就带着这个宣教团队走遍了他们整个部落里面到处挨家挨户的传福音。
Before they left, they had a little worship service in his house.
在他们离开之前呢他们有一个在一起的一个敬拜。
And they taught Mr. Mu how to pray.
那他们教导牧这个弟兄怎么样去祷告。
He could not read.
他不识字。
So they could not give him a Bible and just tell him to read.
所以给他一个圣经是没有意义的。
They said, just begin to pray and then in a couple of weeks we'll come back and teach you more.
所以你就先学习祷告几周之后我再回来教你更多有关圣经的故事。
And I remember the day that Todd sent me a text on my phone.
我记得那一天这个 Todd Miller 送给 Dr. Johnson 一个短信。
And he said, pray for us, we're going back up to Mr. Mu's village today.
为我们祷告我们现在正要去前往这个 Mr. Mu, 这个牧弟兄的在他这个部落里面去传福音。
And I was traveling that day. I'd been preaching up in another place in Arizona.
在那个时候，他正在就是到处在讲道的路上。
And my phone went off.
他的电话响了。
And I know you're not supposed to look at text when you're driving.
那开车的时候打起了他的手机。
But I saw the text, and this is what it said.
我看这个短信上面这么讲的。
Just arrived in the village.
我刚刚打来到这个部落里。
Mr. Mu is dead.
穆弟兄已经安息主怀了。
He had died since the time they had been in that village before.
他走了，就是上次离开之后他就过世了。
And it hit me very hard.
这件事情让我给我非常沉重的一个感觉。
I did not know this man.
我不认识这个弟兄。
But that man now is in the presence of God with Jesus because someone went and shared the gospel with him.
这位穆弟兄现在我们虽然都不认识但我们知道他已经在天上与神同在他在与耶稣基督同在因为有人跟他传福音。
And it reminded me of how urgent it is that we get the gospel to every person.
所以这件事情就提醒了我是多么的迫切我们需要把这福音去告诉那些未得之民。
So that they too can call on the name of the Lord and be saved.
所以他们能够呼求主的名因此得救。
That's why it's such a beautiful thing to go and share good news.
所以为什么这是一件多美佳美的事情去跟别人传福音呢？
That is why we must do missions.
这就是为什么我们必须去宣教。
Because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡是呼求主名的就必得救。
But not everyone has heard.
不是每一个人都有机会听到。
And it's a beautiful thing.
这是一件
To go and share goodness.
这是一件多佳美多美好的事情去跟他们传分享耶稣基督的福音。
And God wants us to be involved.
神希望我们每一个人都参与。
He wants us to go.
他希望我们去。
He wants us to give.
他希望我们去在这当中奉献。
And He wants us to share the message.
他希望我们每一个人都可以开口向人分享福音。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Jesus, thank you.That missions was why you came.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，传福音、报佳音、传喜信，是你来到这里的目的。
You came to carry out the mission of salvation for us.
你来到这世上，就带着这个传福音的使命来到当中，为的是我们的救恩。
So that everyone who calls on your name can be saved.
所以，凡是呼求你名的都可以得救。
Now, Lord, I pray that you would help us.To take that message to everyone.
主啊，这时候求你给我们力量，给我们能力，让我们也就有这个勇气去向别人传讲福音。
So that they too can be saved.
所以那些未得之民，还没听到的人，也能够因着呼求主名，因此得救。
Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that has never come to know you as Lord and Savior, that even today they'll call on your name to be saved.
我们在这时候为当中如果你还没信主的今天是你信主的时候因为凡呼求主名的就必得救所以今天在座如果当中你还没有得救还没有信主的这是你呼求主名的时候
And I pray that if we have been saved that now we will share that message with those who have never heard
我们在这里向神祷告在我们当中凡是已经得救的
And we pray.
我们有这个勇气愿意心智向人传讲福音。
We pray this for your glory and honor in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，愿一切荣耀赞美归给神。阿门。
Amen.